This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0. I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. We've got a lot of things going on. Gee whiz. We're going to be trying to hook up. I say trying because we've been trying. We're going to be trying to hook up with Will Johnson in just a few moments. And of Unite America First, and boy, what a crazy, crazy day, right? Absolutely crazy, crazy day. Interesting, we did the Tommy Lahren thing about the national anthem in the last... isn't she great? She's out of San Diego. It's just absolutely fantastic what's going on with her. And right now, hey, you know what? We're going to answer a call. Hey, Scott, are you there? Are you there, Scott? Can you hear me, Scott?
Yep.
Hey,
yep.
I just dialed your number by mistake, but here you are. You're on air. What do you have to say for yourself? Quickly, actually, I got Will Johnson going to come on in the next segment, but we're going to talk about Portland, you know, the mayor up there. Will Johnson is an activist who goes up to Portland all the time, and he was up there a couple weeks ago when the big Antifa thing happened. He was reporting. Man, his reportage is riveting. But I wanted to ask you, though, because I was thinking about you earlier this morning before we got hit with the fires and all this other business. What's going on with the Manafort trial today?
He's in court, and I really think that this is going to be a play for Michael Cohen and Manafort both, I think, are in play. And that is that Trump can't lose on this one. You know who the... Manafort 10 years ago was exonerated of the crime that he's actually in court for today. And
right.
T.S. Ellis wanted to, you know, suggest that he was going to get they were using him to get the Trump, which is all true. We know that, right? But do you know who the young attorney was that actually exonerated Paul Manafort 10 years ago for this same crime?
No.
Rod Rosenstein.
No.
Yes. Rod Rosenstein. You know who told me that? Judge Napolitano. This is mainstream news. This is not conspiracy stuff.
Right.
You know, it was Rod Rosenstein that was the young attorney that actually said, you know, we have no case here. 10 years ago. All of a sudden, we have a case.
Isn't that amazing? Oh, excuse me, the phone.
So, you know, the folks, the idea is if Manafort gets away with it, it's a win for Trump. And if he actually loses the civil case, he actually is going to reveal stuff on Podesta, Bill Browder, Hillary Clinton, and a whole bunch of other players mm-hmm. that were involved with the kind of work that he was doing, which involves a lot of big oil money, dirty money.
Well, he was in oil in the Ukraine in that area, wasn't he?
Pardon?
Wasn't Manafort doing oil in Kazakhstan or something like that?
Nazarbayev, and I have connections with that. This is a dirty business. And anybody involved in this is doing shady, dirty stuff, including Carter Page, including Stefan Halpert. But, you know, the thing is if he gets off, which I think he's actually going to win the case, he'll get off and it'll make Trump look great and reveal all the dirt on the Clintons, Podestas, and so on and so forth.
I hate it when this happens.
If he actually doesn't, he gets a pardon.
I absolutely hate it when this happens. Don't you? They're going to be revealed.
Yep.
Rod Rosenstein.
You can't make this stuff up.
No,
it's all connected.
I know. No, and I knew about Rosenstein. I mean, I just wanted to play along with the whole gig because I think it's just hysterical. That's why, you know, I've said it's about Flynn. Flynn was on a mission. Now look what's happening to Flynn. It's blowing up in their face. You know, it's the same way with other people.
What's happening with Michael Cohen?
Michael Cohen. I know.
There's 23 recordings. 12 of them might have something to do with Trump. The others have everything to do with the mainstream media. They're going to squash this story like a lead balloon. It's going to drop. They're going to drop that story. Watch.
But again, this is the way Trump rolls. You know, now you got the scandal breeding down into the boys. You know, there's something I saw circulating around last night. I was perusing the internet, and it's something about, are the boys in play? Is there something going on there? Is there something wrong going on? You know?
Yeah. You know, Trump plays this game all the time. He does it with Sessions. He does it. I think he's doing it with Michael Cohen. Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, anytime you ever want to get... What's the fifth column? Oh, do you have another? Is your guest on?
He's coming, but go ahead. He's coming. Go
what
ahead.
What is the fifth column? You know, what Hillary Clinton said about Saul Alinsky is the best way you do Saul Alinsky is on from the inside. So you get someone like Michael Cohen on the inside. You get someone like Paul Manafort on the inside. That's where you actually do the most damage.
That's right.
If you were to rob a bank, how do you do it? You don't get there through the shield. You get there through the inside. Everything gets... works through the inside job. If you want a deal, you've got to walk away. Everything is a bluff. You know what I mean?
Well, and here's a salient point, because I want to bring up Jeff Sessions. Does everybody start to see why Jeff Sessions recused himself from the Russian investigation? I mean, he could clearly focus all of his attention on everything else and just let this thing go. Look where it's gone. It's wonderful. I mean, people are just, oh, that's raw. You know, we just can't believe Sessions is this. And everybody said, well, yeah, Sessions did the right thing. And, of course, now people are starting to realize that.
It was a coincidence that Trump decides to meet with Mueller the day before he was nominated to be special counsel and then announces over the weekend that he has, very, very troubling a relationship with Mueller, that there's a conflict of interest. He's got basically an out and an appeal on every single angle of what's going on. He knew that Rosenstein and Mueller could never get him. And what they're talking about now isn't even about Russian collusion. But they're not going to win the case because the lead defense star witness is Rod Rosenstein. From Manafort.
Listen,
they're going to be getting a boomerang hitting right in the forehead soon when Michael Cohen starts to say, well, this conversation was with Anderson Cooper. This conversation was with so-and-so. It's like, you mean the media really was colluding with the Democrats to take down the president? Wow.
That scandal-ridden Michael Cohen, it's scandalous that he was recording these things. I'm shocked to see recordings going on here. Shocked.
Right. Well, at first they would say, it's okay that he recorded the president. I don't see a problem with it. And then they're like, no, but he recorded you too. Oh, I do see
I see a problem with it.
You know, and that's the thing. They constantly are having egg on their face. When they call you for Russian collusion and you get busted for Russian collusion, that's not cool. That's not cool if you're a Democrat. You know, that's not smart.
I mean, this is just, you know, one of my little sources said months ago, he's brilliant. He's brilliant. I can remember him saying this. He's just brilliant. I said, what do you mean? He says, Trump is just brilliant. He's so far out in front of these people. He's miles. He's years. He's light years ahead of them. And I said, oh, okay. Well, and of course, that's what he's talking about. Trump, the boss, as he calls it. He affectionately refers as the boss. I mean, really that deep guttural, the boss business. Anyway, he says that this guy, he's got them completely outwitted on everything, including all this. The Russia thing's gone away. Now he's just, see, the thing is, he's denounced the Russian thing, but he's focusing on all the other stuff because he's cleaning them up. Anyway, Scott, we got to go. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate
it. Great spending time with you.
Yeah. Anytime, man. Anytime you want to come on. We'll be talking. Thanks.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay. Bye. We're going to now bring you, we think, for sure, Will Smith. Will Johnson, excuse me. Gosh, I always say that. What is up with that? Well, there's Will, and then there's Will Johnson. United America First can be joining us in just one moment. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. With us right now is Will Johnson, Unite America First. And Will, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Well, listen, we got a little situation going on in Portland, and you're very familiar with what's going on in Portland. So what do you say about Portland, Oregon right now?
You know, I think Portland, Oregon, with them supporting people breaking the law, it just reminds me of what the Bible says, how what was once good will become evil, and what was once evil will become good. These people don't have any concern or any recollection of what they're doing. They just want to destroy everything that is considered good.
Well, you know, it really amazes me. When I was watching your videotape, has it been 3 weeks already that you were up in Portland, right in the mix of all that stuff?
Yeah, it's been about 3 weeks, and I'm getting ready to go up there again this weekend. With all this craziness going on with the police department and the mayor not supporting the citizens of Portland, I mean, I couldn't have timed this any better to show up in Portland again.
Well, you know, the thing is that, and this is what I was expressing to everybody on the first and second hour, but mostly the first hours, I was talking about this article that came out in the Washington Times and then promulgated by Fox News, who picked it up, that this is complete lawlessness when you have, by order of the mayor, people to stand, the sheriff or the police department to stand down. And this reminds me so much of what happened, and it's a repeat of Ferguson. When the, you know, even the National Guard, you had a Republican leaning governor, I mean, in Missouri, I believe his name was Nixon of all names, and he actually told the National Guard to stand down, and of course in Ferguson they told him to stand down too. So everybody's standing down, and the place is burning down. Now what's up with that?
I truly believe it's because we're in a civil war, and they don't mind people who love this country, support the president, support ICE, support all law and order, to be armed. They are in 100% agreement with each other for people like us, you, yourself, to be harmed by these people that want to destroy us. It's crazy.
Well, and you know, you could see that in your situation up there in the video that you shot, which I thought was excellent. There was a great deal of violence, and the police were doing nothing about it. I mean, they seemed to be taking more attention and looking more like arresting your guys, our guys, the good guys, than the bad guys.
You know what? That's exactly what they were doing. When we were marching, Antifa, BLM, and BAM, all of them lined up on the street corner. As soon as we got there, they started throwing rocks, started throwing explosives, trying to hit us with sticks. And the police officers just sat there and watched it. And then once it escalated to the point to where people were seriously getting hurt, only then the police officers started throwing in flashbangs to break it up. But that's the only thing they did. Now, I can understand the police officers not want to get harmed, but they took an oath to serve and protect. What happened to that oath? It's really questionable.
Well, you know, that's the thing that I was bringing up to people, is that when you have people that are openly defying the oath of office they took, and last time I checked, I'm sure it's pretty much that way in Portland, that, you know, they swore to protect and defend not only the Constitution, but everybody else. I mean, the Constitution of the United States, which says it is the supreme law of the land, Article 6, Section 2, and they're in complete violation of that. They're not supporting the laws to keep us safe.
No, they're not. That's why I'm kind of really curious to the oath that they took when they went into office. I mean, the mayor of all people should stand up and say, you know what, we don't agree with everything, but people should have the right, the freedom to express And then we have an organization like ISIS trying to do everything they can to protect these same people that want to take them out. And they're harming them, actually following the ICE members home. This is unheard of.
Yeah.
The time that we're in is just unbelievable.
Yeah, and you know, hopefully you're going to be safe when you go up there. Our thoughts and prayers for you up there. Who all's coming up there? I mean, obviously, this is going to be another protest against the anti-ICE Antifa people.
Well, I know myself. I'm going. I was told like a lot of the Proud Boys are going. Different organizations are going. There's quite a few different people that are going to go, and actually, people across the country are showing up.
Well, I hope it's not a flashpoint, but with this letter, the cease and desist letter that the union, actually the ICE officers union, put out, ordering a cease and desist letter, ordering that they stand down. Of course, it has to go. They stop what they're doing and they start to enforce the laws, rather than telling the police to stand down. I mean, to me, that's an unlawful order, and no police officer who's ever sworn themselves should ever obey it. I mean, this is where you have to protect and defend, and if you get an unlawful order, then you cannot obey it. Makes sense to me.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm really questioning these men and women that took the oath, and what's their motive by not keeping the oath that they swore to keep?
Yeah, you know, when you have an unlawful order and you do it anyway, you get things like Mili. And you get things like the Holocaust. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. So this unlawful, this lawlessness behavior that you're seeing in Portland, you're also traveling, I guess, to Berkeley. What's that going to be like?
It's probably going to be, I'm suspecting it's going to be, if not crazier, just as crazy as Portland. Berkeley, what I've been told that in Berkeley, there's going to be some anti-American, these Black Panther advocates that are upset because this young lady that was stabbed on the BART system by a white male. So they're coming to Portland thinking that it's the same people that condone the killing of this young lady, which is absolutely not true. None of that has anything to do with what we're doing. I'm going there because I want to call for a prayer. I want us to stop the violence. That's my whole goal. That's my agenda, to stop the violence and for us to unite.
Well, you know, you have a wonderful program, Unite America First, and you can catch it on YouTube. Your website, UniteAmericaFirst.com, has been hit. I mean, really, really, a lot of people watching and listening to what's going on with UniteAmericaFirst.com. And your program appears in the evening hours, isn't that correct?
Yes, sir.
On YouTube.
Typically, unless something happens, I go 7 p.m., that's California time, PST, at 7 p.m. every day, every weekday. And then every now and then on the weekend, if something breaking news, I'll just jump on there and get my opinion on it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, listen, we got to run for time. I know you got to go, too. You're on your way to work. And thoughts and prayers to everybody this weekend going forward, and, you know, keep everybody safe. And I guess it's time for the world to see what's really truly going on. Hopefully this letter will have some impact from the ICE officers. One of the things I didn't realize is they have an actual encampment there, but it's been set up for weeks now, and they haven't cleaned it out, and they're calling for death and destruction, basically, and nobody's doing a thing about it. To me, that's just a real bad indicator of lawlessness. 30 seconds.
That's just the world we live in. These people do not care. We are in a civil war in this country. And right now, it's a cold civil war. But the left, the hateful, despicable liberal left, they're trying to turn it into a hot war. They want us fighting each other because of complexion. They're completely petty. We have bigger issues, but they don't care.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to thank you for allowing me to come on your broadcast.
Awesome, buddy. Good luck to you guys. We'll be talking. Okay, that was Will Johnson, United America First, going to be up in Portland. I was up there a couple weeks ago. His reportage was absolutely outstanding. And, of course, thoughts and prayers with him and everybody else. Let's stay safe. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Get out!
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. You know, it's interesting, we did we got a video out there about the convention, the first constitutional convention in the United States history since 1861. And, you know, gosh, I think it's the first, now it's not, now this is the first, let me qualify that, the first constitutional convention of a new state forming from a pre-existing state, okay, since 1861. Let's qualify that. A lot of people, you know, say, "Why? What about these other states?" Okay, all the other states, I might add, that were formed from territories also had constitutional conventions. Okay, so it, in all fairness to them, they had constitutional conventions. We're talking about New Mexico and Arizona, you know, all the other territories, and Alaska, Hawaii. They were the last states brought in, Alaska and Hawaii, in 1959. So, in all fairness to them. But our constitutional, our first constitutional state, constitution since the 1861 West Virginia split, was held a week ago Saturday. A week ago from last Saturday in Coalinga, California, and I had a few things to say there, actually. I was one of the presenters, of course, and I had a few things to say about what was going on. I'm going to see if I can get the right statements at the right time in the video, if you know what I mean, how these kind of things often play out. So we're going to see if we can even play the thing right now. It's just computers. Anyway, here we go. Let's listen to me.
A new state and going back to the roots of the founding fathers and what the founding fathers had envisioned by way of our Constitution. And by the way, one of the most epic court decisions ever was just handed down on Wednesday. And it is reverberating. When you have a liberal, extremely liberal court system, by unanimous decree, throw out an extremely liberal and extremely progressive globalist agenda by a globalist himself. And it was challenged by an extremely crazy environmental group. Give me a break. You know what happened? The court said, you know what? We cannot deny the Founding Fathers' words of Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution. These are very, very epic times. And I am really, really proud to be with all of you. This is a momentous point in California history, but like I said, also of the nation. Give you a little bit of what our intent is going to be just briefly today. First of all, we're here in one room as a state called New California. This is the first time ever this has happened. The first time ever in American history this has happened. And certainly it's the third time actually in California history. We'll be explaining some of that in a little bit. But this is a momentous time and the world is paying attention. And they will be paying more attention as the weeks go on and on and on and on and we gather momentum. Our intent at this point in time a year ago was to try and gather up as many counties as we could. We started out with 4, then we got 6. Then we got 9, then we got 12, and right now we're finalizing, are you ready for this, 51 counties for New California. It's all about ruralness. It's all about representation, of which none of us who live in rural California have. We have been denied the vote for years, since 1964, and look what it has gotten us. It has gotten us the most extreme left-wing governmental system we've ever seen in our nation's history, and we're well on the way to Venezuela unless we stop it, or worse. So our intent is to form a new state called New California. That is our mission, is to go out and build it, and part of that has been to get the counties together as we've been gathering them. We're pretty much through with the gathering of counties. Now what we have to do is we have to build the committees in the counties. It's really important. Another thing that's important, these guys just got blew out on Wednesday because they did not follow Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution. What they were doing was engaging with the government that they intended to split away from to begin with, and so the court's like, well, what's wrong? You're engaging with all the governmental systems. What could possibly be wrong? That's really the basic logic behind their decision. Which is, again, what Article 4, Section 3 states. We have to be purists to Article 4, Section 3, which means this, no politics. We're not about politicians. We're not about endorsing. We're about focusing on a new state. That's what we need to be doing. I know the election's going on. Forget it. The system is corrupt. Our statement, our grievances, are evidence of the fact that the entire system of California is completely corrupt, from stem to stern, from port to starboard, from top to bottom. There is no valid, viable election system. And the sooner people understand that, and I think all of you do. How many of you don't understand? I don't see a hand. It's completely corrupt. We are here to cure that problem. And when the totalitarians are in the mix, we don't negotiate with them. We do what the Founding Fathers want, and that is to negotiate with our duly elected officials which are the assembly members and the senators. And you know what? All I can say, there's only 120 of them. And the last time I checked, in the 51 rural counties that we have, there's 18 million of us. I have a feeling they're not going to like the pressure that we put on them. That's too bad. There's also economic pressures, other things that are going to be holding on them as well. And we intend, as counties, as committees, as people engaged in the political system, to overturn that system and create a new system that is going to be fair to everybody. That's what the Constitution requires, and that's exactly what we will do. We are the only constitutionally driven organization in this land that's doing it correct to form a new state. We are alone now. It's on us. God has given us this gift. He gave us a gift on Wednesday. And He's given us the gift of all of us to be here today, to create a new state and to change history. That's our intention. And we got a lot of work to do, so let's get at it.
Amen. Well, that was me. That was me. Now listen up. This is one of the things we did, is that we administered the oath of office. County officials first. We're going to we're admitting them into office with their oath of office. It's all group. We're going to do oath of office for county officials. These are the county officials, such as the chair, vice chair, secretary, treasurer, representative, alternates, and so on. Mr. Eric Campbell is going to be delivering the oath of office from Tulare County.
Please raise your right hand.
Hold on just a sec.
Bible.
Need the Bible. Get that Bible out here. It's important. Here we go.
Okay. New California State, oath of office. I, state your name.
I,
do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith.
That I will bear true faith.
And allegiance to the same. That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office.
The duties of the office.
On which I am about to enter.
On which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Thank you. Now, if you are an assembly member, all assembly members, please stand. All assembly members.
So here goes the
stand.
Assembly, the state legislature, part of the bicameral legislature, state assembly members.
I state your name.
I state
your name. Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm
that I will support and defend,
that I will support and defend
the Constitution of the United States,
the Constitution of the United States,
against all enemies, foreign and domestic,
against all enemies, foreign and domestic,
that I will bear true faith and allegiance,
that I will bear true faith and allegiance
to the same,
that I take this obligation freely,
and without mental reservation,
or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God.
Amen.
Thank you. Senator, you are a senator. Please stand.
State senators, New California, swearing in.
Is that all you got?
Yep.
All right.
One per county.
Fewer I than state your name. Members.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office that I am about to enter.
The duties of the office I'm about to enter.
So help me God.
Amen.
Thank you. And the executive branch, Carla Verga, to be sworn in as Secretary for New California.
We have Carla Verga, who's Secretary for the executive branch. She's about to be sworn in as the executive branch member. Ruth Herring, the President, I'm the Vice President, have already been sworn in. She's new and will be sworn in.
Aye.
I.
State your name.
Carla Verga.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservations or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservations or
purpose of evasion.
And
that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office.
In which
I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
All right. Well, there you heard it. There you heard it. Right there. Yeah, and that was Eric Campbell. He is from Tulare County.
If you've been sworn in, we have documents that we'll have at the end of the table. Please.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. A little paperwork going on there. You know, it was a very, very interesting day, obviously, to swear that number of people in. There were a lot of people there, and it was really a spectacular moment, I think, really, for New California history, obviously.
Yeah,
the first
Russ
type of thing that's happening.
Breathing in my, or talking in my ear.
anyway.
It's a radio thing. We need to definitely put your address in here.
Anyway, we've got little technical things going on here. We're going to get to this video, go back to the video. And the proceedings that were taking place for New California and the things that were happening. And interesting, we did the oath of office, and now I'm supposed to present part of my slideshow and things that were going on. So we're going to be talking about that, and I think we are.
Answer some of your questions about what the process
interesting
is.
Why the video doesn't play when you're supposed to play.
That I hope will be helpful to you. If you have
questions, actually, Ruth is going to make a presentation first. She's really got a great presentation. And I don't know where we're at with that right now. It should be posted up on our website, newcaliforniastate.com. This video and the other 3 hours are going to be posted here pretty soon, sometime in the next day or so, as well as the grievances that we're putting out today. This is grievance number 28. Number 28, if you can imagine that. Grievance number 28 finally, of 40. I mean, my goodness gracious, think about that. 40 grievances, and we're at number 28 right now. This is something else.
So it's pretty amazing how far we've come. So you're going to see this map all over the place. The media posts it. We post it. It's on all of our Facebook pages and
talking about
other
the first
places.
Map
That's
that we put
that
up.
That's what that map is, the vision map. I'm Ruth Herring. I'm the president. This is Paul Preston, he's the Vice President, and Carla Verga, who was just sworn in, is our Secretary. Every county has its own committee, and you should have a chair, a secretary, and any other officials that you need to do outreach in your county, to create events, or to just educate people. And the new California legislature, we just swore everybody in. So a little bit about the organization. We're a 501c4 educational entity. And we're going to educate people on the Constitution and on current events. Okay? So that's our main mission. And I'm going to go over some of the things that people don't know that we need to educate them about in a minute. And once we educate them, I think we'll have everybody on board. So here we are. This is our basic, and let me see if I can use this. This is our basic reason for being here. This is why Three Californias was thrown out. They didn't follow the Constitution, Article 4, Section 3, the Admissions Clause. And just to abbreviate it, what it means is the California legislature votes in favor of New California, then the legislature, the federal legislature in D.C. votes in favor, and then we hold elections, and it's a new state. So that's the abbreviated form. You need to become very familiar with this. So, it's okay. I'm going to move that, yeah. So, the 9th and 14th Amendment. This is very important because we all have natural rights. So, we think of that as life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, or life, liberty, and property. But our Constitution protects those rights. And the reason we need that is because, here we go. No state shall make or enforce a law which shall abridge the privileges or immunities of the citizens of the United States, nor deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process, nor deny any person within its jurisdiction equal protection of the laws. These amendments are designed to protect your liberties. But you got your natural rights from God. And we, the people, created the government. And part of what we created was the protection of each and every one of us so that a tyrannical government couldn't take away our rights. So this is very, very important. And I don't know how many of you paid close attention to Trump's inauguration speech, but in it he said that he was transferring power from D.C. back to the people.
Amen.
Yeah. Right. I'll submit to you that we, the people, don't know what to do, and we need to learn how to manage that power. So every single one of us in here, we need to understand the Constitution. We need to understand what our role is supposed to be. So, if you look through our founding documents, you will find that the idea of natural rights is in many, if not all, of the founding documents. And notably, in the California Constitution, is a statement very similar to the Declaration of Independence. Right here. All political power is inherent in the people. Government is instituted for their protection. I think the California government is failing on that one.
Yeah.
Security and benefit. And we have the right to alter or reform it when the public good may require. In your package is the Declaration of Independence. And if you look down at the sixth paragraph, it says there that it's our duty to throw off tyrannical government. Remember that. It's your duty. If we don't do it, our children and grandchildren are going to be living in an oligarchy or technology. whatever.
Technocracy.
Technocracy. If we're not already. So keep this in mind. It's our duty to do this. So, our Article 4, Section 4 is very important. And this is the one where you're going to encounter all sorts of discussions with people and very interesting discussions. How many of you hear on the news our democracy? I hear it all the time. And I always get mad and I say, no, we're a republic. We're not a democracy. So, the republican form of government is one in which sovereignty is vested with the people, either directly or through representatives. So, let's... Okay, I pushed the wrong button. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the three-headed eagle here and the three branches of government. So the executive, the legislative, and the judicial.
Use your mic.
Microphone.
Use your mic.
The three branches of government, okay? Executive, legislative, and judicial. We have a problem right now in this country because there's another branch of government that's taken over. And that's what we call the administrative state or the deep state. And those people are actually running things, and the elected people have no influence. Big money has come through and bought everyone off, and it's a terrible, terrible problem. So this is the ideal form, but there's a battle going on out there. And I hope you're all aware of it and engaging in any way you can to help restore the correct form of governance in the United States. It's bad in California, it's bad in the United States. So we the people, like I said a minute ago, we need to learn how to take the power back and how to govern. Okay, so we're not a democracy, but what's Reynolds versus Sims and why is it important? So I wrote this all out just to give you some background, but Reynolds versus Sims was a Supreme Court case where it was decided on the principle of one person, one vote. And what they did is they changed the way the state legislatures worked throughout the country, and they're all representative.
Well, we're going to leave the conference here because we're running out of time right now, and we're coming up to the end of the hour. And you can watch the rest of this by going to newcaliforniastate.com, and we have another 2 hours, I think maybe 3 hours total when it's all edited, that's going to be appearing also, so you can get the whole gist of this. It's a historic event that took place on the 21st of July here, just last weekend, and we're all excited about it. More and more people are getting more excited about it. So you can visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com. That's newcaliforniastate.com, and get all the latest information on that. We're the only constitutional movement afoot that's actually making progress to become a new state, and the timing couldn't be better right now. So actually, we got another conference coming up, or a convention part of it, and that's going to be at the end of September, probably. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. We'll be right back. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This
is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.